afternoon, Radio Land. 3 p.m. here on the West Coast. CGSF 90.1 FM, and we'd like to invite you in for another Studio 6 session. Studio 6 is a performance and interview project that we put on here at CGSF. We invite artists of all different genres to come up and perform here in the studio. We have recently begun broadcasting performances live, having them on the air, as well as creating a new time slot on the air every Friday from 3 to 4 p.m. Studio 6 is the name of the show. Features a synthesis of performance and interview questions with artists of various backgrounds. And today we have a fantastic session from Saskatoon-based artist Respectful Child. This was recorded a few years ago. And they are a wonderful, wonderful electronic and live looping and violin playing artist, fantastic stuff, featuring cuts from the 2023 album Renew, as well as some live mixes. Respectful Child also has a new release in October of 2025, Chinatown 2050, short film documentary by Linda Zhang and Maxim Gertler Jaffe. Five short stories from the collection Reimagining Chinatown, speculative fiction stories from Toronto's Chinatown in 2050. Very cool stuff. And absolutely go check out Respectful Child's music. Their Bandcamp is respectfulchild.bandcamp.com, and their website is respectfulchild.com, where you can find out more information about their ethos and their work. Without further ado, let's tune in to another Studio 6 session right here on CGSF 90.1 FM.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Welcome to another edition of CJSF's Studio 6 session. Joining me live here at SFU Burnaby campus, we have Respectful Child.
Hello.
What was the name of that track?
That one's called Trepid.
Trepid. Nice. And is that one off of the new release?
Yeah, all the tracks I'll be playing today are off of Renew, which was my second album that came out in November.
Nice. We had that album on the playlist for quite some time, and we were able to chart several times, so it was nice to see that name pop up. Being a classical musician myself, I really appreciate it when people bring new life and new ideas and fresh approaches to classical instruments. You started down on the ground and you've got some gear down there. Maybe just kind of walk us through what we've got.
Okay, I gotta turn around.
We'll pan back down, yeah.
I keep it pretty simple. Almost all of my pedals are secondhand from my friends. It was like what they didn't want anymore or were getting rid of. So I just have a boost pedal. I guess I could turn it off. I have a boost pedal just because violins are really quiet. I have an octave pedal so that I can have some kind of variety with my sounds in terms of how high or low they go. I have a memory toy delay, which is a big part of the Respectful Child sound. It's like playing with the timing of the delay. It's like another instrument for me. A freeze pedal, which is like the newest addition to me, and it just helps with playing with drones and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then a ditto delay, a loop pedal, which I like because it's really small and compact and it's really straightforward. It builds loops in one way, but that's kind of all I need.
And also, you're running your vocals through the violin.
Yeah.
Sweet. Through the pickup on the violin there?
Yeah, so we found out that I was jamming with my friends. This band named Grimelda from Saskatoon, we put together a cover band of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs called the Yup Yup Yups.
Nice. Nice.
And when we would jam, they would always make me laugh, and then you would hear the laugh like coming through the amp, kind of delayed, and we realized that we could make sounds through my violin. So we just started playing off of that, and then I realized that I could use that kind of as my mic, because I didn't understand how to hook up a microphone or anything else in my house, so this was a much easier way to deal with it.
Nice. It definitely makes it easier on a recording end. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Sweet. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, where you grew up? And you mentioned you're from the prairies.
Yeah, born and raised from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan on Treaty 6.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know what else to say about there. I guess I come to a place like Vancouver and Burnaby and stuff, and I'm like, oh, wow, like, yeah, I'm from a small place, and pace of life is very different. I'm used to a much slower and, like, closer kind of feel, but it's exciting to be up here, like, on a mountain kind of.
It is. Definitely, we get a little bit of a snow during the winter, but definitely not as much as Saskatchewan,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. It snowed, like, 2 weeks ago, unfortunately.
We're well past that. We're far into the cherry blossom time.
Yeah.
Just looking at your website here, I've got it pulled up. You, in addition to doing music, you've also done film scores and sound design as well, too?
Yeah. I've done a couple films now and then a couple theater plays. I guess like word just kind of gets around between friends and stuff like that. And it's been really interesting to get to work in that world. It's kind of the complete opposite of making my own music. I feel like I make my own music. It just comes out, and then I can decide afterwards if I want to, like if it has a name or if there's a mood or a meaning to it or whatever, or if it's just music. But with film specifically, they'll be like, okay, I need this mood or this emotion for this duration, and it needs to, you know, act in this certain way or whatever. And so it's the reverse of how I'm used to working. It's taking the emotion or the story and trying to figure out what does that sound like. And yeah, I didn't realize until I was working on that, that it's like, that's really hard. It's like, I don't know what happiness sounds like or relief or like frustration or, you know, without, and it's fun to try to kind of not play with like stereotypical sounds too, you know? It's been a nice way to kind of explore my instrument and music in general, emotionally that way.
Absolutely. Would definitely recommend everybody to check out some of Respectful Child's film scores, such as The Diamond Eye Assembly, Boat People by Tao Lam.
Oh, yeah.
Super cool.
Yeah.
I've heard about that one. And then A Storm Blows Over. That was one of the more recent ones.
Yeah, I'll just give that one a plug.
Please.
We just had its Saskatoon premiere, I think, about a week ago or two. But it'll also be available for streaming on CBC Gem.
Nice. Shout outs.
June. And that's a very prairie film. It turned out really beautifully. I'm really happy with
amazing,
it.
Amazing. So glad that you're branching out and you're also bringing your own influence onto the big screen. It's great to hear. Shall we hear another piece of music?
Sure.
All right.
Should I introduce it?
Yes, please.
This one's called Bubble. Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much.
I'll probably just play and talk and play talk.
Okay. Sounds good. That's the nice thing about these Studio 6 sessions. We invite the artists to come up and let them know we have a block of time. We keep the station open for them and then really leave it up to them to showcase the beautiful music that they provide. Going to the liner notes of your album here. This album, Renew, was released back in the middle of November of last year, and we got it on the playlist around December or so. And I'm noticing in the notes here, it says that it's a direct metaphor about your experiences with kind of the rigorous training of classical music, as well as your own gender identities, that in ways we cannot imagine, these kind of things have been forced upon us, whether we like them or not. And I really like the way that you say it here. The album gives them space to interrogate these things and ultimately determine what they choose to keep and what they choose to let go. So maybe if you want to talk about some things you had to keep, some things you had to let go.
Yeah, I can give a bit of like backstory, I guess.
Please.
So I was in Winnipeg, I think it was 2018 or 2019, playing a festival called Big Fun. And then the New Music Festival was happening at the same time. And the like special guest that year was Philip Glass. So I went to this Philip Glass concert. They were playing all of his piano etudes. And as I was sitting in like the audience that night, I was thinking about how in some ways you could almost predict how we would use the piano. Like there are certain ways that like the right hand plays and the certain way that the left hand plays, because it's like octaves, booming things and tinkly things up high. And I was just sitting there thinking about how like actually the instrument is like a body, and how we use these, we're taught to use these instruments in really specific ways. We're like, this is how you hold it. This is the correct way that you use it. This is the way that sounds good. This is what sounds bad. And it made me think of my own body and how we're kind of taught, like, this is the correct way that you are supposed to live in your body, and this is the wrong way, you know? And so then it made me think back to, like, all this, like, yeah, like, training that, classical training that I've had since I was a little kid, and how as much as I would like to like throw it all out the window, I actually can't. Like it's like how my brain is wired, and it's how I like hear music, it's how I understand music, but it would be nice to do like an inventory.
Totally.
And just go through and say like, okay, like what is actually useful and what is like holding me back, and what can I keep and what can I get rid of. So honestly, a big thing has just been like this idea of like what is good and like what sounds good. Mm-hmm. And what sounds bad. Like teaching myself that sometimes if a note is like off, like a little off pitch, that's okay. Even though it's been like drilled into me that it's like, oh, you made a mistake. Learning to like embrace that as being like, oh, that's like, that's just like a marker of like this moment. Like, I don't know. So it's been like kind of like in a way like healing for me, both to like think about music and about myself, because those are two really big parts of like who I am, like the way I feel about myself and my gender, and then also the fact that music is like an extension of me. It's kind of like the way that the album ended up being structured is it starts off sounding like a string quartet or like mm-hmm. something that would be like homework. And it's kind of like I play that and that's like kind of my goodbye, and I try to like move through all the ideas of like that I would like to, you know, that I wish I could like throw out the window or like question. And then at the end I kind of go, okay, actually all of it's kind of useful and it's all beautiful in one way or another, kind of thing.
For those of you who are interested, well, I'll just run through the track list. We have the continuous mix of Renew, and then Assignment, the homework of it, Lost, Trepid, which we heard, Storm, Still, Bubble, Turmoil, Fine, Destruction, Restart, and Beauty. Beautiful. It's really nice.
I hate naming things.
Well, yeah, but it you have to unless you're down with the whole Untitled 1, Untitled 2, Untitled 3, which, I mean, might work for Philip Glass, but that's pretty great. It's definitely a super cool influence, and it always makes me happy to see people take classical music to new heights, so that makes me super, super happy. Would you care to share with us another piece of music?
Sure, yeah.
Thanks.
This one, I'll play two more, if that's okay. I'll play the last two, like Restart, and then we'll talk some more, and then I'll play Beauty.
Awesome, sounds great.